You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
The passage today continues the theme of hope that began in the first half of chapter 12. The key image is not, though, of us being runners in a race. Rather, it's the destination of the race. And that destination is described as two contrasting mountains. The first mountain is Mount Sinai, where the Israelites met God after having left Egypt, and on which Moses received the Ten Commandments and the rest of the law. The second is Mount Zion in Jerusalem, an image of our ultimate home in heaven. Let's start with Mount Sinai, reading verses 18 to 21. For you have not come to what may be touched, a blazing fire and darkness and gloom and a tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and a voice whose words made the hearers entreat that no further messages may be spoken to them. For they could not endure the order that was given. If even a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. The imagery in this passage is of awe and fear. There is a palpable sense that God is present on the mountain and we must stay away. In the original story, only Moses and Joshua were invited up the mountain to converse with God. The passage concludes by reminding the readers that God's presence made the mountain holy, so holy that even if a beast touched it, it had to be stoned. It goes on to say that even Moses trembled with fear. Yet God was here, and the people gathered beneath the mountain and worshipped him. We now read of the other mountain, here called Mount Zion, which is an image of God's heavenly dwelling, sometimes also called the heavenly Jerusalem. Reading from verses 22 to 24, but you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to a judge who is God of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks more graciously than the blood of Abel. The passage speaks of a living God, but in a way that suggests approachability, and it seems to be talking about a celebration where the saints who have gone before us, possibly the assembly of the firstborn and just men made perfect, are celebrating in worship of God. There's no imagery of fear or of darkness and gloom that pervades the image on Mount Sinai. The contrast is, of course, deliberate and in some ways summarizes the whole of the message of Hebrews, that the old covenant temple and priestly sacrificial system have been done away with and been born anew in Christ himself. Yet even so, we have a judge in the middle of the description, so we still need to express worship appropriately and reverentially. The last part of this passage summarizes this when it says in verse 29, for our God is a consuming fire. We have open access to him, but he's still God. I used to work in business, and when I was 31, I had my first business trip to Israel to visit various clients. I had naturally added some days to the trip to see the sights. Yet Israel as a country did not at that time particularly interest me. On the flight from Cairo to Tel Aviv, I prayed to the Lord, Lord, where will I find you in Israel? Almost instantaneously, the Lord came back to me with an answer which was, I am not in Israel, I'm in your heart. It was good that the plane was pretty empty, because at that deeply personal word, I broke down in tears, delighting in the fact that God cared for me enough to speak to me individually, to love me, and to walk as a friend beside me.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org www.servantsofthewordcom/donate.